Twice a week, 9-year-old Alex Stein meets her tutor, Joyce Prill, at the Fishers Public Library. They review letters and sounds and practice reading and spelling.
Make sure you fingerspell.
B-O-L-D.
Alex needs the extra help because she has dyslexia, a language-based learning disability.
Dyslexia is when you have trouble reading, mostly, and it's a little harder for you in school than other kids would.
People with dyslexia don't process information the same way most people do. Their brains may even be wired differently. When Alex reads, she often confuses B's with D's. Some people with dyslexia see N's instead of R's. There's no one way that a person with dyslexia sees words on a page, but there is one way to teach reading that seems to help. It's a multisensory approach to learning letters and sounds that Alex practices twice a week with her tutor. She traces words with her fingers and taps out letters as she spells.
So you go like spot with your fingers.
Alex's mom, Jackie Stein, says the difference tutoring has had on her daughter is profound.
I see her enjoying reading. I see her being able to comprehend what she has read. She now even reads with expression. Before, it was really laborious for her to get through a word and just wasn't enjoyable.
Jackie says Alex began having persistent issues with reading in first grade. But when Jackie asked her daughter's teacher how she could help, the teacher told her Alex was developmentally appropriate. If anything, the Steins could work with Alex more at home. So Jackie did. Alex continued to struggle, though. That's when a family friend suggested the Steins get Alex tested for dyslexia.
For the kids that have dyslexia, it's not that what they're doing in the schools is bad. It's just that it's confusing to them sometimes, and it goes too fast.
That's Rosie Hickel, executive director for the Dyslexia Institute of Indiana. She's been working with kids like Alex for 17 years. She says the signs of dyslexia so easy for her to spot often go unnoticed in mainstream classrooms. Jackie Stein is glad she didn't take Alex's teacher's advice. After getting Alex tested at the Dyslexia Institute, the Steins hired a tutor to help their daughter learn to read. Most of the extra help Alex gets is outside of school, but her teacher does make some accommodations. Spelling is still harder for her than reading, so unless she's taking a spelling test, Alex doesn't get counted off for mistakes.
When you have dyslexia, sometimes you get extra time to do stuff because they know that you just have extra trouble doing stuff like reading and spelling.
But there's one test Alex won't get extra time to take, the iRead 3.
We don't yet know what that's going to be like. How her learning disability is going to affect the way that she tests.
That's because in Indiana, dyslexia isn't an eligibility category for special education. Instead, it's counted as a specific learning disability. The Indiana Department of Education says schools determine what intervention students need on a case-by-case basis. But Alex doesn't qualify for special education services because she isn't struggling. She isn't struggling because her parents pay for private tutoring each month. Her mom says for parents of students with dyslexia, it's a catch-22. She doesn't think her daughter should have to fall behind to qualify for help.
And that we didn't just wait and see and wait and see and wait for things to get better. I don't think that they would have.
Jackie Stein says she sleeps better at night knowing her daughter is learning to read and keeping pace with her peers.
Wow, we've read a lot.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
But she also wants to see Indiana take notes from neighboring Ohio, where legislation passed last year recognizing dyslexia as a learning disability. After all, she says the stakes this spring aren't just high for her daughter. They're high for Alex's school as well. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.